Hey, gang. Welcome to another exciting episode of the Patrick and Jeremy Show on National Bugle Radio, which is on the Republic Broadcasting Network. It is still a republic here at RBN. I don't know if it's a republic where you are, but it still is a republic here. Keep this republic going. Best way to leverage your dollars is to send them to RBN at republicbroadcasting.org. There is a very smashable donate button. You'll find it and you'll smash it, and you will send shekels. Also, you want to go to nationalbugle.com, where I've been putting up lots of articles, and it's going to get fast and furious with those articles very soon. It's going to get very fast and very furious. And while you're furious, you want to not be kosher. You don't want to have a kosher fury, because that's just not cool. So you're going to download the Koshertified app, which is totally our sponsor. And that's how you help keep us going and you live a non-kosher certified lifestyle. All right, so Jeremy and I we're doing double-decker buses here on Tuesday nights, and we do his show live, and today we're doing my show afterwards. Sometimes we do my show beforehand, but if we do it afterwards, chronologically it's a bit better, but it does keep us up a little bit late. But Jeremy, what are you drinking?
Right now, I've moved to the smooth Guinness, smooth and frothy. It's like the coffee of beer.
Okay, coffee of beer.
And I've got the wood stove cranked up after I worked outside this morning at 6 a.m. in the cold out on the farm. Had a little sniffles when I came in, non-corona related sniffles. But I tell you, 30 minutes in front of the wood stove with a rye whiskey, and I'm on my set. Dried me right up.
I'm drinking Culver City tap water. And why Culver City? Well, I was in the Bat Cave in beautiful downtown Burbank for the last show, but I've moved up to the attic, which is in Culver City, and got some tap water, and it is lukewarm.
You really know how to live. Really know how to live, guy.
And this is the coffee of tap water. All right. Well, you've got a bunch of stuff prepared. Before we move on to that, you know, there was the Slattery plan, and I was very appreciative that so many people had gone on the Slattery plan. Dan Mastriano, Senator Dan Mastriano, and Assemblyman Russ Diamond in Pennsylvania, of course, Rudy Giuliani, Nick Fuentes, who I think is probably the leader of the white people around the world at this point. Alex Jones is who's his deputy. People were going on the Slattery plan, and I very much appreciate it, and that was to have the legislators select the electors. And there's still some scope there. But what I'm saying now is Slattery Plan B is for the Trump electors in the various states, especially the disputed states, but whatever, to meet in their state capitals on December 14th, cast their votes for Donald Trump, and send them on or deliver them to Vice President Mike Pence with whatever certification they can get, whether it's the notary public or whether it is Supreme Court Justice. I don't know about John Roberts. Clarence Thomas get anything on there, because here's the thing: what everything's going to ultimately hinge on is what is the status of the evidence and the public's interpretation of that evidence, their attitude towards that evidence on January 6th. And so we've got a ways to go. It's another 37 days from now, 36 days. And Rudy Giuliani is doing his job. There will be stuff going on in the Supreme Court, and a lot of that could be very relevant. But, you know, if on January 6th, there is a broad consensus, not just among normie cons, but even among normie progressives, that, well, yeah, actually, this was rigged. I don't know if they can get away with, well, yeah, but we got the electoral vote. It was certified. Our corrupt governor certified it, and so, check and mate. I don't know if that would, I don't know if people would stand for that. So get these votes in there, whether the corrupt governors are going to certify them or not, whether the corrupt, whether they've been appointed by the legislators or not, send them in. There is precedent. I'm not going to go into the detail, but Hawaii 1960. You can look into it if you want. Hawaii's electoral votes in 1960. So that's Slattery Plan B. I want to get it out there. And let's move on now because there's other stuff going on. What else is going on, Jeremy?
Well, before we move on, I want to comment on that. That is a great plan, and in a normal, sane world, that would work. In a sane world, we would have these legislatures already sending in clean slates of electors. In a sane world, or at least the Republican governors would not certify the election when there's obvious contention and at the least an outright in-your-face fraud at the worst. But yet these governors, like in Arizona, certify right in the middle of the presentation of fraud from Giuliani, America's mayor. He's not some slouch. He's not some crackpot. And even though I do like Alex Jones, it's not like Alex Jones came out and was trying to present evidence. This is Rudy Giuliani. This guy's got some clout. And yet the Arizona governor certified for Biden. I think what we got going on here is the new Bolshevik America. This is an America where these public figures are known, their addresses are known, and they are quite honestly, if they're probably paid off, and then the ones that aren't paid off, or there's a combination of this, they're afraid that BLM and Antifa are going to attack them or come to their house. I mean, look at the message that was sent to us this year. BLM and Antifa can literally burn down cities. They
Thank you,
can
Bill Barr.
literally, yeah. Yeah, and Bill Barr doesn't do anything. And so the message is being sent very clearly to the politicians and to us, John Q. Public, is that these are the foot soldiers and they can do what they want, and if you step out of line, we can sic them on you. And if you're a politician, we can have your house surrounded, and your family endangered. And if you're John Q. Public and you defend yourself like Rittenhouse, then we'll throw you in federal, we'll hit you with federal charges. So I almost wonder if, I mean, this is Bolshevik style tactics. Am I reading too much into that, or do you think there's an underlying threat there to these legislatures?
Well, you're certainly not the first person who has, or the only person who has expressed those sentiments. And I don't know anything, but it's certainly not far-fetched that at one level or another they feel a threat. Obviously, there's the implicit threat from Black Lives Matter and from Antifa, which, I mean, these have been terrorist organizations. And one might compare them to the brown shirts, only they're on the wrong side, or something like that. I don't know what I sound like when I say that, but
Like a
they're.
normie.
Do I sound like a normie? Well,
Normie
would a
gun, yeah.
normie say that the only difference is that the BLM's on the wrong side?
No, that's the only thing, but I mean that is a normie con talking point
I
that
know
you're like
nothing
referencing.
about the brown shirt, so I know,
I
I
mean
know.
it's they're both definitely Bolshevik tactics. I mean, the Bolsheviks intimidated and gaslit people and brainwashed and just use straight up strong arm, mafia tier tactics to get their political ends. So I think it's just a default that normies do because Hitler was evil and everything. They default to the brown shirts when they want to make an example. That's all I meant by it.
Yeah.
No offense, Patrick.
No, it's okay. It's okay. I brought it on myself. So, no, but There's just been massive intimidation. The intimidation is part and parcel of the fraud and frankly the hoaxing. Now you have some information on some of this intimidation that some of the Black Lives Matter martyrs. What do we have on them?
The Black Lives Matter
The
martyrs.
saints, these saints. So
Yeah.
Saint George and Saint Brianna.
Well, I was wondering whatever happened to these cases. And I haven't heard anything out of them, and because we've been so distracted. And I was thinking that when Chauvin and the police officers in the Floyd case were not charged the way the mob wants them to be, that there would be more riots. I pulled up these obscure articles back in October 22nd. Derek Chauvin, ex-officer in George Floyd case, has third-degree murder charge dismissed. I didn't hear anything about this, and but yet here it is: a Minnesota judge dropped a third-degree murder charge against former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin in the case of George Floyd, a black man who died in police custody in May. And then it goes on about the video and what Chauvin did, but apparently there was nothing, not enough here to charge this man. But I haven't heard a peep out of
Well,
it because
but
this is
isn't
about.
he still being charged with second degree murder?
That's true. That's true. But I mean, isn't it interesting that we haven't heard anything about this at all?
Yes, it is interesting.
And it's almost like we've moved on to the next thing. Let's see, the court
Yeah.
has sustained 8 out of the 9 charges against the defendants. So there's still 8 charges to go, including the most serious charges against all 4 defendants. All 4 defendants will stand trial for murder and manslaughter, both in the second degree. So, yeah, but I don't know. I just thought it was weird that this has kind of been put on the back shelf. And even though it was used sort of to justify this whole year and the election itself. I mean, isn't that the narrative that's being built? Is that look at how all these black people are being killed by police, and the black people rose up and they did protests, and they were mostly peaceful, with sometimes white supremacists acting like black people and making them non-peaceful, right? And then, oh, it culminated in the election.
Yeah,
Finally.
the mostly legal election.
Mostly legal. And finally, Patrick, this is how they're going to write
Or
about it.
largely legal.
Mainstream news is going to write this election up like what I'm about to say. Finally, the black and minority voice was heard in record numbers of turnout for Biden in mail-in votes. And the orange Hitler was finally deposed of,
Yeah. Or
even though he fought.
I mean, I don't want to be, how do you say? I don't want to be not just irrelevant, but irreverent. But didn't Biden raise blacks from the dead?
Oh, yeah. Many people voted from beyond the grave, my guy.
I wonder if George Floyd voted.
I think he did.
I'll have to
I
check on
probably
that.
voted twice. I think he voted twice because of his sainthood. When you're made into a saint, you can vote twice. And Reverend Martin Luther King Jr., I think, joined him and voted.
Doctor Reverend.
I stand corrected. I stand corrected. So yeah, that's the whole narrative, is that black and minority voices finally got their time to vote, and every vote was counted. That's what I'm seeing on the left. And if by some miracle at this point the election is set right and Donald Trump takes office, then the narrative is going to be, oh, all the black vote and the minority vote was disenfranchised. All of these people were disenfranchised, and isn't it racist? And aren't we a racist country? And look at Orange Hitler. They're all going to go to the concentration camps now. That's going to be the narrative. And then there's going to be rioting in the street. There's going to be violence in the street no matter what. And I hate it.
So it's going to be violence in the street if Trump remains in office because he's Orange Hitler, and it's going to be rioting in the street if Biden becomes president, Biden moves in because it's almost as good as the Lakers or the Pistons winning the NBA finals.
And I think you've got some right wingers that are going to snap, and there's going to be instances of violence. And even if there's not legit, you're going to have FBI COINTELPRO tier agents instigating and manufacturing instances of violence. The name of the game is criminalizing white American Trump voters and getting out some kind of legislation. And they can do that either way.
Well, I want to ask you about what's happened in, this was Tucker's lead story tonight, and maybe you didn't see it, but the governor of, I mean, the mayor of Louisville has come out and declared racism a public health emergency.
Well, it is because when you declare something a public health emergency, then I mean the rules, I mean the Constitution just falls by the wayside, you know, and you can get away with whatever. Just like these governors, you know, you take Whitmore for example, Slutmore. Even though Slutmore has been smacked down by her own Supreme Court, you know, that mommy rules supreme over her children, and she can just declare whatever in the name of public health. So I think that they found a winning formula, is that in the name of public health, they can do whatever. And so this Louisville mayor, Greg Fisher, is trying to get away with this. And, you know, he's declaring, you know, racism a public health emergency. And now that's going to give, I guess, the state some room to craft legislature. I don't think
Well,
Kentucky will do that. I don't think Kentucky will, but they'll do some local stuff in the cities.
some local stuff in Louisville, and so there's I haven't read through it very carefully, but part of his complaint or part of the preamble of because he's going to try to right the wrongs that have been done to the to these highly moral and forever persecuted black people. And part of the evidence he has is even though they're 23% of the population, they only run like 2% of the businesses, which means that the other 98% have to do a lot of crime to make up for it or something. I don't know exactly how it goes, but the irony, of course, is, the reason that they're not running businesses anymore, if you went back 60 years, you would find lots of black-owned businesses in Louisville because they had captive audience. They had captive client bases because you had segregation. And in fact, I don't know about Louisville or Kentucky, but in a lot of places, a lot of these segregation laws were created not by the segregationist governments, the white supremacist governments, but by the Reconstruction governments that had black governors in order to create these captive markets for black businesses.
And of course, the catalyst for all of this talk from the Louisville mayor is Breonna Taylor's death. Fisher, the mayor, said Breonna Taylor's death made the city a focal point for America's reckoning on racial justice, and that moving forward requires the community to address the pain and the root causes of racism.
Well, I think we're going to have to get into that on the other side of the break.
To everyone he meets, he stays a stranger. Every move he makes, another chance he takes. The odds are he won't live to see tomorrow. Secret agent man, secret agent man, they've given you a number.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future. I reckon we're back. And so the reckoning about Breonna Taylor, what's that all about? What do you reckon?
The mayor's executive order outlines 7 key areas for Louisville Metro government to address the city's racial equity challenges. And here they are: public safety, children and families, Black employment, Black wealth, housing and neighborhood investment, health and voting. And so, I mean, we could probably take the rest of the show and pick that apart if we wanted to. But, I mean, children and families, Black employment, as you mentioned, the complaint there is there's not enough Black businesses. Well, the reason is because there's not enough upstanding Black, men and women that will run a business correctly.
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned the barbecue shop in my area of West Kentucky. Rural area, totally different from Louisville. Like, Louisville might as well be another country, bro. It's not even this anywhere close to the same. And we've got a couple of Black business owners here. And yes, they run barbecue shops. Yes, that is cliche. Yes, Blacks roast the best barbecue. That's just the way it is. But they stand out among their peers because they're right on the edge of what we call the ghetto, where nobody's motivated to do anything. I don't know what's different between these Black business owners and the rank and file ghetto people, but these particular guys have their stuff together and they dress like men. They talk like men. They raise their families and they love their families and they produce a good quality hot wing and brisket. They're an example to the community, but it's just not the norm. It's just not, it's the exception and rather the rule. And that's just the way it is. So, once again, they're taking this inequality, which is inherent in group behavior, and they're saying this inequality is based on racism. you know, rather than just something that's in the group behavior itself. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And, no, absolutely. And, you know, at some point, it's not just virtue signaling. It's kind of delusional, maybe feel good delusional. You can feel good about how totally not racist you are. So establish goals, strategies, and tactics to increase Black professional managerial technical jobs. Okay, professional managerial technical jobs. These would be high paying jobs. From 6% to be reflective of the community's 22%. So why are they underrepresented in professional, managerial, and technical jobs? Why aren't they doing tech jobs?
Because they don't qualify to do them. I mean, that's just the way it is.
I was once at a public hearing for there was a hospital that was going to expand, and there was some sort of public hearing, and there was somebody who got up a realistic Black person got up, and he wanted assurances that there would be jobs for Blacks, but he wasn't talking about giving out professional, managerial, and technical jobs. He said, I hope there are going to be a lot of entry-level jobs because that's what we need.
Yeah. And another thing this article points out that the mayor was saying, now get this, because this really struck me. Fisher, the mayor, cited half a dozen statistics about racial inequality in the city, including that the poverty rate among Black people in Louisville is 3 times as high as the rate for white people. Well, yeah, because you're in Louisville. Louisville is a heavily populated Black area. But let's look at the state of Kentucky as a whole. You want to look at poverty, guy? Mm-hmm. How about you look at the Eastern Kentucky mm-hmm. white poverty rate and compare that to the Black population? I don't have the statistics, Patrick, but it pales in comparison. In other words, there's way, 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 way more white people in poverty in Kentucky than there are Blacks. And I know this because our churches in the area, we send missionaries to those Eastern Kentucky areas to bring them clothes and Christmas presents every year.
Mm-hmm.
We spend, tens of thousands of dollars on missions programs to bring these people some sort of, civilization. They're living in trailers and surviving on little to nothing. And they're white people predominantly. So you want to talk about statewide, he's just talking about Louisville because there's a large Black population there that is in poverty. Mm-hmm. But it pales in comparison to the white poverty in Kentucky. Pales.
Well, now this Mayor Fisher, is he tribal?
That I don't know. Is he related to the Bobby Fisher that was the chess guy?
The chess guy who was Jewish, but he was also based.
Yeah. No, I don't know anything about the mayor of Louisville. I mean, I didn't recognize Fisher as a Jewish name either. My Judar didn't.
It can be, but it doesn't have to be. I'm just smashing that early life button. And it's not clear. I kind of doubt it because it says he worked summers as a crane operator on the fishing docks of Kodiak, Alaska. Nah, it doesn't sound too Jewish, so I don't think he's Jewish. But here's something. I say if you want to have Blacks get jobs, technical jobs, professional jobs in proportion to their share of the population, if you're going to do that, I say fine. Then Jews only get 2% of high-paying jobs.
Okay? Oh, go on. No, Patrick. You can't have that, Patrick.
And then white people get 60%.
Oh, because of the Shoah, you can't. You know, we've got to put our feet in there, and we got to get our position.
All right. Well, we kind of been right into the break, but we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Are back
and Breonna Taylor, what about her? What's going on with her anyway?
Well, the young black lady who worked in the nursing field that was killed in a shootout between her drug dealing black boyfriend and the Louisville police. Just to refresh everybody's memory, Louisville Police Department suspected Breonna Taylor's apartment was a drop house for drugs. They had a no-knock warrant. They went to the door and they knocked, even though it was no knock. And nobody answered. The last piece of news that I felt was reliable was that the Breonna Taylor's black boyfriend, who was into drugs, shot at police through the door. Hit one officer in the leg. Police came in, fired, and shot Breonna instead. She got hit accidentally. And that was after her boyfriend fired first. That is what we know to be fact, that he fired first. There was a little fuzziness as to whether the door was open or not. I will say that. But he fired first. A couple of officers shot some rounds. They didn't have hollow points, and they went through the walls of the apartment into the next apartment room. And so they were charged with wanton endangerment. one of the officers was. And so that's where we're at. And there were riots in Louisville for weeks because Breonna Taylor was killed, even though she was playing dangerous games. And so I wondered what happened to her.
Well, did she win dangerous prizes?
When you play dangerous games, you do win dangerous prizes. That's, you know. But
sorry to hear it, but I do think it's true.
New York Times article from the 30th of October, because this is something else that they've just we've forgotten all about. They made a big deal out of it and got everybody hyped up over the summer and got BLM rioting and tearing Louisville apart to the point that the guard had to be brought in. And now it's like it didn't happen. Everybody forgot about it. But fury over the killing of Ms. Taylor by the police has fueled tense demonstrations in Louisville, Kentucky, and elsewhere. So it talked about the death of Breonna Taylor. A grand jury indicted a former Louisville police officer in late September for wanton endangerment for his actions during the raid. He pled not guilty. The charges were announced against the other two officers who fired. No charges were announced against the other two officers, including the one who hit Breonna Taylor. So that was the point of outrage originally, is that the officer who hit Breonna Taylor did not get charged at all. But he shouldn't have, because he was returning fire after the boyfriend drug dealer shot at him and hit one officer in the leg. So anyway, there were audio recordings, roughly 15 hours, of the grand jury. They were released on October 2nd. Which was an extraordinarily unusual move to shed light on what evidence the jurors considered. Brett Haskinson was a detective at the time, fired into the sliding glass patio door and window of Ms. Taylor's apartment, both of which were covered by blinds in violation of department policy that requires officers to have a line of sight. So here's another point of contention, was that one of the officers fired through the window after the shot came through the door at them. So he shot in an area where he couldn't see. Mm-hmm. So I could see that. The whole point is that this whole thing was used by the media to get the black population and BLM all hyped up, and then it was just totally forgotten about and dropped. And you've got one officer charged with wanton endangerment, that's it. And he's probably going to get off of that, because Daniel Cameron is totally based. He's our AG in Kentucky. And I just don't think that this officer is going to get full felony wanton endangerment.
And totally based AG is, he's black, isn't he?
He is based black guy. And he's fought Andy Beshear tooth and nail on coronavirus lockdowns.
Has he?
Yeah, fought like a wildcat. Yeah, Daniel Cameron, our black AG, has they took every case they fought Beshear on, and it went to the Kentucky Supreme Court. Unfortunately, the Kentucky Supreme Court has a majority of liberals, because a large portion of that court is selected from areas like Louisville, Lexington, and Frankfort, where you get a lot of liberal judges. So the liberal judges outweighed the conservative ones, and they went with Beshear. But Cameron fought. I got to give him that. And he wasn't too hell-bent on convicting these guys or bringing charges on these officers. Like I said, wanton endangerment from one officer, that's understandable, you know? He fired some rogue shots. I can see that. It's probably going to be knocked down. But I don't think we're going to see riots. I was wrong. My prediction was that if these court cases and Floyd and Breonna Taylor didn't turn out like BLM wanted, that there would be riots. And I just think that that's all forgotten now. Everything's about the election.
Now, how about our young lad Rittenhour? Was there anything that did you see? Did you see Kyle? Did you see Kyle?
I used to see Kyle all the time, but I haven't seen him in a long time. And so I started to wonder about that young man. because you know how I like to see Kyle. And I looked him up, and I found an interesting article. Bail was posted. Ricky Schroeder helped post bail for him. Did you hear that? Remember the kid in Silver Spoons in the 80s?
No.
The blonde-haired kid in Silver Spoons.
I don't know Silver Spoons.
That was a sitcom in the
80s. I didn't have a TV in the 80s.
Well, I was among the privileged ones, and it was a sitcom with a blonde-haired kid that was about my age named Ricky Schroeder. And this Ricky Schroeder helped post bail for Kyle. Ricky Schroeder sees Kyle's. He sees Kyle. Anyway, according to CNN,
did see Kyle.
Kyle Rittenhouse, the teen accused in the fatal shooting of two people in August during protests in Kenosha, Wisconsin, was released from custody after posting $2 million in bail. $2 million. Wow, according to the county sheriff's department. Let's see, Rittenhouse was released on Friday. This was several weeks ago, though. Friday, November 20th was when this was posted. Okay, so this was a week ago from CNN. He was released, Kenosha County Sheriff's Department spokesman David Wright told CNN. CNN has reached out to attorneys for Rittenhouse for comment. Attorney Lynn Wood said in a tweet on Friday that Michael Lindell, CEO of MyPillow, and actor Ricky Schroeder helped raise the required $2 million cash bail for Rittenhouse. Thank God for Lindell and Schroeder. MyPillow, that makes me want to go get a MyPillow.
Hey, it's the best night's sleep I've ever had.
You got one? Or are you just speculating?
I'm speculating. I do plan to get one, but first I have to donate to RBN.
Yeah, I don't know if we're ever going to get that MyPillow, because that thing's like a couple $100, isn't it?
That's not happening.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. But anyway, I thought it was nice of the MyPillow guy to do that for our boy Rittenhouse. So he faces charges that he allegedly killed Anthony M. Huber and Joseph Rosenbaum. He didn't allegedly kill them. He dispensed those Antifa trash with extreme prejudice and good form. And that was justified. That's my words, not the article. And then he wounded Gage Groskowitz during protest and followed the police shooting of Jacob Blake in the show of August. Yeah, Kyle was... He's totally our guy. He acted completely within the law. However, he is a perfect example of what's going to happen to right-wing America when they defend themselves against
white America. You don't even have to be right-wing.
Yeah. Yeah, white America. Because Kyle was just pro-police, and they've painted him as white supremacist and a killer who went out to viciously seek down people of color and kill them, even though none of the people he shot were black. They were Jewish. Rosenbaum, oh God. And then one of them was a pedophile, I think. But yeah, I mean, this is a perfect example of this is a crackdown. And BLM and Antifa are funded by the state. And when you go against them, state will come on you.
Whether they're funded, I guess they are funded, maybe. They've got state protection, they've got state links, but it goes, you know, you got these shadowy donors who in many ways are more important than the state, who run things to a large extent. You know, we always talk about George Soros, and he's kind of the pronoun for these people. But, you know, you got your singers, you got a lot of Jewish deep pockets.
Yeah, I guess correction there. I really should say supported by the state, not funded, because it's big tech that funds them. I mean, Walmart gave hundreds of millions to Black Lives Matter.
Hundreds of millions?
Yeah, at least 100 million. I know I've mentioned that before. Walmart.
You know, I have been in discussion with Patrick Little. I don't like to divulge the contents of discussions, but Patrick Little is a brave Marine, and he was just the man for the job. And we were talking about, you can have one share in a company, Walmart or Apple, Microsoft, just one share, and you get an invitation to their general shareholders meeting. And it would be great. And sometimes you can ask a question. They allow for questions from the floor. And it would be great for somebody brave Marine like Patrick Little to go into one of these, to go into Walmart and say, why are you giving shareholders money to Black Lives Matter? Why are you doing this? Get some pushback. And of course, if it was Patrick Little asking the question, it would probably be more imaginative than just "Why are you doing this?" You know, he'd probably have a blimp saying, if it was at Apple, like Tim Cook, Tim Cook does something awful to children. I don't want to get into too many details, but it would be great. But you can't do it anymore because now it's all online. It's because of coronavirus. This is one more thing. Coronavirus has made the companies that much less accountable even to their own shareholders.
And I've got this on thehill.com. This was an older article from the summer right after George Floyd. From thehill.com, Walmart CEO pledges $100 million. To address systematic racism. Walmart CEO Doug McMillon said in an email to employees that George Floyd's murder was tragic, painful, and unacceptable, and he pledged that money.
I have a question. Here's a question.
Yes.
Maybe this was something that Patrick Little could ask at the next shareholders meeting in Fayetteville, Arkansas. Is that where they are, Fayetteville? There's some, or no, Bentonville, Arkansas. All the looting, all the goods that were looted from that Walmart in Philadelphia by Black Lives Matter, does that come out of the $100 million?
Oh, no. That's got to be separate. We have to do reparations. Looting is reparations. And that's got to come separate. And that's all extra. You see what I mean?
Yeah. Now, you might have some more prep, but I have a few questions. And it is December now. And
okay,
December is the season of Christmas. And Christmas, of course, means shopping and what you want, right? That's what it's all about.
Disagree that's what it's all about, but that's what people make it about. Go ahead.
People make it about. Oh, by the way, Nick Fuentes... Oh, have you heard some of his speeches? And you know how he always he gets people to chant first America first, and then Christ is King. Isn't that what he says? Christ is King.
Yeah, he's a strong Christian.
He is a strong Christian, and even as a non-religious person, I think that's right on. I give him a lot of kudos for that. So, in terms of what you want for Christmas. I want you to maybe say a few things, but I want Alexander Lukashenko to enact sanctions on the United States over its fraudulent election.
That would be definitely justice. I want our republic restored.
Okay, that's a good one. Short of our republic being restored, I want the Chinese scientists to clone an army of Jackie Chans to paratrooper down into the United States and take it over. And I will greet them as liberators with chop suey and mooncakes.
I'll bring the sake. Or is that Japanese?
That's Japanese, but it's close enough. They'll appreciate it.
Yeah. They'll be like, oh, round eyes, you try really hard. We reward you. We're getting a little silly and slap happy now.
No, but it's I think it's fair stuff.
Yeah.
What's what's going on. But, you know, we have been at it for a couple hours already, and it's and after a full day's work for both of us. So, you know, we are coming up on the break very shortly. Did you have one comment before the break?
Illegal votes matter. We could cover that on the other side.
All right. Illegal votes matter. Yeah, especially if they're by illegal voters. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Oh, get it on! Get it on! Get it on! Get it on!
We are back, and I have one more wish. I can't remember what it is. So in the meantime, illegal voters matter.
Yeah, U.S. Supreme Court weighs Trump bid to bar illegal immigrants from census totals. The Supreme Court on Monday is set to take up President Donald Trump's unprecedented and contentious effort to exclude illegal immigrants from the population totals used to allocate U.S. House of Representatives districts to states.
I think now, it's totally warranted.
This is Reuters, of course, so, you know, gaslighting at its best. But or worse, however you want to look at it. I mean, you know, why should illegals have representation? I mean, that's, do you see how they're moving the window?
Yes.
Instead of why should illegals even be here? Oh, they're already here. They've been here for 20 years. They should be represented. What? Why? You know, I mean, that's crazy. And so this was all, you know, to Trump's credit, he pushed back on this and, you know, tried to exclude them from the census. And I guess there was a big court battle and it ended up in the SCOTUS. And I don't know how it turned out because this was just yesterday. The court has a 6-3 conservative majority, including three justices appointed by Trump, and is scheduled to hear an 80-minute oral argument by teleconference. So this was on Monday. This was just Monday the 30th.
So they're hearing the cases. I don't know how long it takes them to decide. We'll have to think about it and write a decision. So I don't know when we'll find out.
I mean,
too long.
And so, I mean, with a 6-3 conservative bend, but I mean, it's not really. It's more like 5-5 sometimes when you consider Roberts and Gorsuch.
Well, Roberts, and then we don't know on a case like this how Amy Coney Island Baby is going to rule. But, you know, American Indians were not counted in the census. And blacks were, or not blacks, but slaves were counted as 3/5. That was the whole thing. If you count them, if you count them as whole people, then the slave owning states would have gotten more representation.
What a bunch of damn racists!
Well, they shouldn't have been buying slaves from these Jewish slave traders.
Yeah, I know. Well,
they should have picked their own cotton.
You know, the point now is that, you know, it said that Trump's plan would weaken the political power of states with larger numbers of illegal immigrants, mm-hmm. including heavily Democratic California, by undercounting their true populations and depriving them of House seats. I mean, what part of illegal do you not understand? You know, it's just like they've moved the whole window over. Instead of debating whether these people should be kicked out, now we're debating on, you know, now it's an affront if you don't give them political representation. The whole political, the Overton political window has been moved way far over. And we're discussing things that shouldn't even be discussed. I guess that's my point.
Well, it's a good point, and it's the last word because we've come up to the end of the show. But thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks, Patrick. Stay classy, RBN. I know you will.
And I'll be back again tomorrow with another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.